T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Golden Tate this year, 44 catches, 7 games, 44 catches, 517 yards. So he's on pace for over 1,000 yards, has 3 touchdowns. Last year, 92 catches, 1,003. Year before that, 91 for 1,077. Year before that, 90 for 813. So every year he's been in Detroit, he's caught over 90 catches. 99, 90, 91, and 92. A total of 19 touchdowns before this year.
Mm-hmm.
So very productive with the Lions. Final year of a contract. Third-round draft pick. A lot of people out there are saying just this, Ike. Rental for a third rounder. The Eagles picked up Nelson Aguilar's fifth-year option.
Mm-hmm.
So unless they redo the deal and sign him longer term, they're on the hook for $9 million with him next year. So are you going to have now, this sounds like a true rental at this point, and if they decide that he liked it here and they can make a deal, they can do it. But this is for this year, this trade.
I wonder if that Nelson deal, do the Eagles have like a date that they can cut him before that becomes?
It's fully guaranteed in March.
Right, so they got a date that they can cut him before then.
Elliot's going to call in coming up in about 10 minutes or so, our Eagles reporter, and he'll fill in the details of that. You're right.
And I'm not advocating cutting Nelson Aguilar. I am not.
But we're reading into what the Eagles are doing.
Right, and so my only point is that if they feel like they can do better or they don't think Nelson is worth $9 million next year, they can get out of that.
Not guaranteed except for injury, which would really be the only risk right there.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. They could just, it becomes guaranteed in March, so they could just more or less be like, all right, sorry, bro.
Yeah.
Which, you know, hey, listen, he hasn't had a great year. He had a good game
Sunday. And it's not over with yet, but
good game Sunday.
That's an option the Eagles have. In other words, they aren't necessarily boxed in to where Nelson is guaranteed to be here.
I love it. Like, I was so afraid that we were going to come in here and nothing was going to happen today, and I was going to be so mad.
Yeah, you know, that was like my fear. But part of me said that Howie was trying to get something done. So it wasn't as if they weren't doing anything, not making phone calls. It was a matter of could he get a deal done. And we've heard the Eagles attached to Amari Cooper, Demaryius Thomas. So obviously they've been looking at wide receivers.
Demaryius Thomas gets traded today to the Texans for what was a fourth-round draft pick. I'd rather have Golden Tate in a third then give up a fourth for Demaryius Thomas.
I'm with you there.
888-729-9494. Raheem in Northeast Philly is going to say too high of a draft pick. Raheem, what do you got?
Yeah, I just don't understand it, man. It seems like a lot. Third round pick for a rental just for 8 games. I don't know. And then you have another slot receiver already with Aguilar. So what do we send a message to him?
Well, it's going
to
be 11 games, Raheem. 11 games.
11 games.
11 games.
Good point, Ike.
Yes. 11.
Good point, bro. What's the message we sending to Aguilar? Like, he's a slot receiver. And remember when Jordan Matthews came back, Aguilar kind of dropped off. How are we going to have that going on? That's the only really concern I have a major about. So rental, high of a pick.
So, now you have 3 slot receivers on the team. Jordan Matthews, Nelson Aguilar, and Golden Tate.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, yes. Why? You know, I just don't understand that. Somebody, you know, like Deshaun Jackson, that's fast, that can kind of spread the field out a bit. That made more sense. But that's the part I don't understand about it. But maybe when, you know, LA comes on later on, he'll have more sense about it, et cetera. But one thing I did find out is that is the pick we're sending them is the last pick of the third round. So it's almost like a fourth round pick in a way anyway. So maybe it kind of makes it a little better. Who knows?
Well, that's one way to look at it. How do we know it's the last pick of the round?
Well, they would have to win the Super Bowl for it to be the last pick, right?
Well, that's what I would think.
Right. Yeah, no, you're not. You don't. Your draft in 19 isn't your 17 record.
Yeah, it isn't set yet. So it depends on how you finish.
My buddy Len checks in on it, and he surprised me with this. Golden Tate, meh. Possession wide receivers are not the problem with this team.
That's true.
Yeah, but playmaker.
I did say I want explosiveness.
Yeah, but you know what? See, everybody can say Deshaun Jackson, and we agree, mm-hmm. right? You wanted Deshaun Jackson. I would love Deshaun Jackson.
Yeah.
Everything seemed like that the Bucs were saying, we're not trading him.
Right.
And here's why. You have a coach and a GM that are trying to keep their job, right? That GM's in risk of losing his job, and so is the coach. So if you're the GM, why would you trade somebody that can help you win 8 games this year or 9 games this year?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's not a new GM that this is his first year, and he's saying, I'm clearing house, I'm cleaning house, get the coach, get these players out of here. So I don't think they want to trade him.
I mean, listen, we were just hoping that they'd be foolish in trading.
Yeah.
I mean, we were foolish enough to cut him.
Yeah. Oh, no, there's fools all over the NFL.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was hopeful. I was hopeful.
Oh, thanks.
Rick, Westchester. Hi, Rick.
Hey, guys. How are you?
How are you?
What up, Rick?
I'm good. Listen, just think about it. If you're at 4 o'clock and they didn't do a trade, and now think about giving up a third, I don't think it's that bad. I like the action. And you know, this guy's like, you know, a guy like Edelman in his prime. He's gonna move the chains for us.
No,
I agree.
Yeah, he's the first high volume guy. You brought up Edelman. That's a good comp. He's the first.
I like that.
He's the first guy that you can get the ball to that many times. First wide receiver.
And you know, it's not out of the question that Aguilar might be part of a trade.
Listen, I don't know if the Eagles are looking to get rid of Nelson. I don't think they're unhappy with Nelson. Nelson has been, while he isn't having the year that he had last year, I think he's still a key part of this offense.
Well, you also said it's only halfway through the season.
Yeah, and you need weapons. Mm-hmm. You need weapons. I mean, you look at the Rams, you look at what the Saints are doing. It's going to be very difficult to hold those teams to 20 points or less, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't care how good of a defense you play on the Rams, they're still going to get 30-something points. We went out there last year with a better defense, and they still put up 35 points on us. What was the final score of that game, the Eagles and the Rams? Wasn't that like 40-something to 30-something?
It was big-time points being scored. Yeah.
So when you're facing the Rams or the Saints, 43-35. So they still scored 35
like,
on us.
If you're not scoring in the 30s,
you gotta
you're
score,
not winning.
Man. Yeah, it's going to be difficult. You're not going to win a bunch of 20-17 games in today's league.
I hope he's not done. I hope Howie's not done. I hope that he's. I know he's out there trying to get another move made. Mm-hmm. Let me say
maybe
this.
Maybe out there trying to get a lineman.
For the people that, for the, and they could use that.
Yeah.
Both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
I'll say this about Howie. A third round draft pick for a guy that is a legitimate rental, even if you re-sign him, you could have re-signed him next year if you liked the player, right, when he was a free agent. A third-round draft pick, normally GMs, they covet these draft picks so much to where in the old NFL, you don't trade a third-round pick for it unless he's a really, really good player.
I agree, yeah.
This is legit compensation, and I love it, man. The fact that Howie said, you know what, I don't care. He's going for it this year, right?
And that's what I love about it. I love the fact that he's given this fan base a little bit of hope. What was I saying last week about this team needing somewhat of a jolt from somebody? They need some type of spark added to them. And I'm already seeing Eagles players tweeting out "Welcome Showtime" to Golden Tate. I'm sure Carson is going to be excited about it. And I'm sure there'll be some questions in the back of their minds as to what does this mean for the rest of the room. Forget about that, you guys. Do what you did last year when they traded for Jay Ajayi. Keep doing what you're doing, what you've been doing. You welcome him in. He's going to be helpful. And, hey, you guys can go win another Super Bowl.
Yep.
Go win another Super Bowl.
I love that Howie is still going for it. I love it. He's not. He didn't trade a fifth-round draft pick for a guy that's not very good anymore, but he improves them slightly, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's not. He traded legit. Yeah, they don't win the Super Bowl and he walks, you give him a third-round pick for however many games.
Right.
And you know what? Good.
I'm okay with it.
Hell yeah.
I'd rather do this than to do nothing and try to sell to us that everything's okay as a status quo. We don't need to make any improvements. The roster is fine. Let's go.
It gives the fan base a jolt, too.
Oh, yeah.
It gives everybody some energy. Wait, for the people that don't like it, I want to hear from you. 888-729-9494. This gives everybody a little something we need right now. I needed this, right? I needed this. I was feeling quote-unquote good going into the bye week. I needed this to think that this team was going to be able to do it. Let's go to Matt in Morristown. Hi, Matt.
Yo, buddy.
Yep.
What's up, Matt?
What we need is a tackle. We need somebody to give us some time to throw, and then we could think about wide receivers. Deshaun's not going to change that.
Well, I don't know where you get a starting tackle, left or right.
Well, we don't have one now. So how's Tate going to make any difference if Wentz doesn't have enough time to throw the ball?
Well, because it's not as if he doesn't have time on every play. He is throwing for over 300 yards a game, so he has some time back there to throw the football. My only point, Matt, is that whatever tackle you would have brought in here would have more than likely have been a backup on somebody else's team already. Right. Like, nobody's given up a starting left or right tackle.
That's fair, but I would have kept a third-round pick at that point.
Oh, I see what you're saying,
and hope for the draft and Joe Douglas staying on board and then looking at next year.
Nah, I hear you, and I think that's fair. Because I think anybody who feels like they gave up too high of a draft pick, it's a legitimate concern. My only thing, Matt, is I don't have time to worry about a pick that hasn't produced a player. Like, I don't know what the third-round pick would have been.
Right.
Like, we don't know what who they would have taken with that third-round pick, or where they have moved it to move up in the draft to take someone else. Like, I don't know. What I know right now is that I'm getting a player that's a proven player that can come in and help this team right now.
Isaac Seumalo was a third recently. Mm-hmm. Russell Douglas was a third recently. Right.
Okay.
Jordan Hicks, 2015. He's paid dividends. Josh Huff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you're hit or miss.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hit. I mean, you can. Jordan Hicks, nice player.
Yeah.
He played Pro Bowl level there for a
And Seumalo is a backup player right now.
Yeah, I would. You know, if they didn't draft him, my life would have went on.
Right?
Right? He looks better the last couple of weeks. Seumalo look better. Yeah, man, go for it.
Yeah.
Screw a third-round pick. Come on, man.
I don't have time to be worried about a draft, man. I'm trying to go back-to-back, baby. That's what I'm trying to do.
I don't think he's done.
I'm trying to go back-to-back.
I think Howie feels this new NFL as well. You know what I mean? This new NFL. Mm-hmm. These trades like this right here. This is what happens. And we have people monitoring everybody, including the fake Twitter accounts. So the fake rap sheet and the real rap sheet.
Right.
And the fake Elliot Shore Parks as well. But here's the real Elliot Shore Parks. He's the Eagles reporter for 94WIP. And he Elliot, you write too much on the website. You give me too much to read on 94WIP.com in the morning. What's up, man?
Man, with this team, there's always a ton to write about, right? Mm-hmm. And never a boring moment.
All right, so check it out. He's not under contract for the rest of the season, Golden Tate. A third-round draft pick for a rental, that's a significant price. Do you like it?
You know, it's definitely a win-now move for Howie, right? I mean, this is an obvious sign that even at 4-4, he's still completely committed to trying to win this year. But you hit the nail on the head. I mean, it's an overpay. I mean, Golden Tate is a good receiver, but a third-round pick is it's a fairly big asset, especially when not only are you going to have to give that third-round pick, I mean, now what happens if the Eagles don't win the Super Bowl and Tate walks? Or, as this offseason, do you have to now re-sign Tate because you gave up the third-round pick? So it definitely impacts a lot of different assets from the Eagles' perspective, both financially and draft pick-wise. But, honestly, it seems like Howie doesn't care, and he just wants to try to win this year, and I don't think that's a message that either the locker room or the fans will disagree with.
I agree with that, Elliot. You and I, we've talked about what this team could look like in 2019 and the players that they're going to have to sort of let go, let walk in. I don't know if this team is going to be a legitimate Super Bowl contender next year because they will have to move on from so many veteran players. So I like the idea that Howie is saying, hey, I don't know when we'll be this close again with these caliber of players. We may as well go for it right now.
And not only that, I mean, look, obviously winning a Super Bowl is a huge accomplishment. Don't get me wrong. But repeating is where you really etch your name down as like one of the best teams of all time. You get on that short list.
Oh, I mean,
it's only happened 8 times in league history. So I don't think that's lost on Howie. I think he knows, you know, they go back and they win it this year. He's going to be mentioned, you know, among the greats. So I like it. But another angle to this is, I mean, we've all kind of agreed on this. The offense is the issue here. So you had to add a playmaker. And although Golden Tate isn't, like, known as a deep threat, he does bring speed. And this makes life easier for Carson, which, you know, he's coming off a torn ACL, although he's looked healthy. I mean, it's still worth noting. And you just want to make life easier for him. So a third-round pick is a big asset, but if it ends up helping Carson in this offense, you know, then I do think it's a good move.
Let me ask you about Nelson real fast, and then we'll see if anything else is going on. So Nelson, they exercised the fifth-year option for Nelson Aguilar back in, I guess, April, which is for a 9-and-some-odd change cap hit. That would be the final year of a contract. But that's not fully guaranteed. Explain how that works. They can more or less move on before March, and nothing's guaranteed?
Essentially, yeah. I think it's only guaranteed for injury.
Right.
If he were to, they would have to keep him then. But the interesting thing about Nelson is he seems like a guy that on paper should have signed an extension this past offseason. Coming off a huge year, obviously he's been with the team. The team seems really like him. So the fact that he didn't sign it is kind of a red flag to me. And I wonder if maybe this offseason, if either A, maybe Nelson doesn't want to re-sign here, or B, they just weren't able to get a deal done, because you would think on paper that would have made sense. And then you trade for a receiver that, you know, now you're going to have to re-sign too and commit some cap assets too. So that is an interesting point about what this means for Nelson going forward.
So how do you see Golden Tate fitting in this offense? So, like, talk to the so those of us who aren't necessarily familiar with some of the things he brings to an offense. How do you see him being used here?
Yeah, I mean, look, he has a lot. He does have speed, as I mentioned. I mean, again, he's not DeSean Jackson down the field, but very few players are. But Golden Tate does bring speed. He's had over 1,000 yards each of the last two seasons, over 90 catches each of the last four. I don't want to use the word possession receiver because I feel like sometimes fans view that as a bad thing. But I do think he's a guy that he'll start opposite Alshon. He'll just be a reliable guy that Carson can target. I think you'll see, obviously, on third down, I think you'll see a lot of him. So I think that'll be his game. I mean, you know, they've been using Nelson a lot in the RPO type of game in the flat and stuff. So I do think Tate will kind of take over on the later down, second, third down, and be a possession type receiver.
All right, what else, Elliot? What else is out there? What do you think they're trying hard for a running back?
You know, I honestly don't think they're trying hard for running back. I think if at the last minute a team offers them a player for a low asset, it wouldn't surprise me if they did it. But I believe this team was targeting receiver and defensive tackle depth with the potential of a secondary player now that, you know, you have the Sidney Jones injury. I don't think this is going to be a team that invests big in running back. They never really have. And now you've given up a third-round pick. I mean, if the Bills call you at the last minute and say, we'll give you Shady for a fifth, maybe, but they only have around $7 million in cap space now. And I believe LeSean Tate is around $3.5-4 million. So I do think this is probably their big move, barring something last minute happening. Yeah.
Maybe a tackle, like you said, defensive tackle, maybe somebody like that. It's not going to cost you much.
Right.
All right, we'll see.
Exactly.
Elliot, our Eagles reporter in the Go Birds podcast. I'm sure they'll be doing an emergency pod after the trade deadline. All right, keep us updated, Elliot.
Yes, sir.
All right, talk to you guys soon.
All right, there it is. ESP. Yeah, man. So who gets? Let me ask you this. Based on Jordan Matthews' play on Sunday, now you have another body in there. Not just a body, a guy that's going to be getting the majority of the snaps, a majority of the offensive snaps. Does that mean that Nelson's used in certain packages? Jordan's used in certain packages. Maybe Wallace isn't coming back now. They don't view him.
Well, it certainly would seem like Wallace is probably out for the rest of the year. I mean, if they're trying to add another wide receiver, they're not thinking about Mike Wallace coming off of IR and contributing. So I'd be surprised if he's added back to the group. But they haven't announced that, so I guess it's still a possibility. You know, I look at it in this offense, man, and Golden Tate have to come in and fit in. I don't think it'll be a problem through 8 weeks. He's not going to come in here and stir up the pot. As a wide receiver, you know part of your job description is – you're out there to run certain routes to open up other guys in the route because of the concepts of the routes on that particular play. So these guys being here know that other than Zach Ertz, pretty much no one is going to be a heavy target week in and week out. It's all about the matchup. Whoever has the favorable matchup that week, that's who's more than likely going to get it. Think about it. Alshon only got, what, three targets Sunday?
Yeah, he's not 70 catches every week.
Well, I'm just saying he only got three this week.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I think Zach only got three or four.
Seemed like they tried to take those two guys away.
So, exactly. So you got to go somewhere else with the football, and that's why a guy like Jordan Matthews is open. See, when you add a guy like Golden Tate to the mix, now I'm envisioning Golden Tate, Jordan Matthews, Nelson Agholor, and Alshon Jeffries. Those are my four top wide receivers. Where's your weak spot? Where's your weak spot?
Got to get to the quarterback.
Somebody is going to be covered by the third or fourth best defensive back.
Yep.
Right? So now Carson is going to have a favorable matchup somewhere that he's going to have. And I didn't even mention Zach Ertz as the fifth guy.
Well, now you get excited, Dallas Goedert. Now you get excited about Carson getting up to the line of scrimmage and reading what the defense is doing.
He can pick and choose where to go, yes.
And now he's got real options other than, I don't want to send it to Wendell, and I'm forcing it
to Alshon in double coverage.
And he really, Golden Tate works underneath very well, mm-hmm. and that will help Carson, especially just getting the ball out of his hands earlier.
You know what he is? And this is, again, no disrespect to Nelson. He's a better version of Nelson.
Yeah.
That's what he is. He's a better version of Nelson.
Yeah.
He's better with the run after the catch. He can make guys miss.
Breaks tackles. Yep.
Like, he's a better version of Nelson.
Yes. Yes. Get it done, Howie. 888-729-9494. Third round draft pick, though.
Love it.
888-729-9494. Elliot says, they might be done. I don't buy that for a second.
I'll buy it at 4 o'clock.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.